The King County Council will decide whether families of police shooting victims should get legal representation during inquests. Inquests are fact-finding proceedings that determine what led up to the death but do not establish liability. This has led to criticism from victims' family members who say the proceedings are biased in favor of police departments. More from KUOW's Patricia Murphy.
The proposed ordinance from Jeannie Cole Wells, Rod Dembowski, and Dave Up the Grove passed the Law and Justice Committee unanimously and will head to the full council. At Tuesday's hearing, members of the committee heard from families of victims who felt overwhelmed and left out of the process. Lisa Dugard, director of the Public Defender Association, told committee members that currently families involved in an inquest are unfairly burdened.
Families are really acting as a sort of private attorney general here. It is through them and the questions that they wish to ask through competent, skilled legal counsel that the public can get the answers that it needs. And so we're asking them to carry a lot of water. It's not inappropriate to have families participate, but it doesn't work for them to participate without legal assistance.
Also addressing the committee in favor of the measure, Monica Williams and Tiffany Rogers, the sisters of Charlena Lyles. Lyles, a pregnant mother of four, was shot by Seattle police in June. This week, the inquest into the Lyles shooting and four others were put on hold. King County Executive Dow Constantine has hit pause on all inquests while a committee considers changes to the process. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.